Hi, Eleanor Harrison-Dengate with your news briefing. A major day for Victoria. Melbourne going into stage 4 lockdown and the region stage 3. A state of disaster is now officially in place while a curfew extending across Melbourne will go into effect tonight. Premier Dan Andrews saying any Melburnians out and about after 8pm and before 5am in the morning without a good reason will be fined over $1,600.
The only reason to be out of your home between the hours of 8pm and 5am is to get care, to give care, or to go to and from work or be at work.
Victoria's Police Minister Lisa Neville explains declaring the state of disaster is necessary because it gives police extended authorities.
Making sure that we had clear powers to impose a curfew as well as enforce a curfew, and the state of disaster enables us to do that.
And the six-week lockdown comes as the state records another 671 cases and 7 deaths. The Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton, saying if this action wasn't taken, it would take at least 6 months for COVID rates to start dropping.
There are estimates that 20,000 cases have been averted over the period since stage 3 restrictions have been in place, but it wasn't enough. And to look at the numbers every day, you could not tolerate 500 cases day in, day out.
In the rest of the country, South Australia has recorded 2 new cases. New South Wales clocking 12. Queensland and WA have 1 each, both return travellers. Social media is blowing up over social distancing in the Storm v Knights clash on the Sunshine Coast. Concerns fans weren't leaving enough space between each other on the hill.
I think their capacity is about 6,500. They must nearly have that there. The grandstand is spread out, but on the hill, that is a big crowd sitting very close together there.
The marshalling of that's not being carried out at all well, and that's been across a number of games.
While Storm skipper Cam Smith was ruled out of the match just before half-time with a shoulder injury. The Giants have taken down the Suns at Metricon Stadium 61-35. It's the 9th time in a row the Gold Coast has been defeated by GWS. The Giants' Harry Himmelberg making a spectacular mark in the second quarter, setting up a goal for GWS to lead 29-16, spurring on the win.
There's also another option in Himmelberg, and it was always designed for him. Cameron knew that Himmelberg was there. Not sure the Suns did.
You see Ballard. Oh, hang on.
Gave it off to Jeremy Cameron.
That call on 9.